In our first set of news stories for part two, the police come under fire and the Lord Mayor's procession fees are reduced. More than a decade's worth of goodwill between police and a city community could be undone after recent cuts. It was announced that the Town Close neighbourhood team would be reduced from 11 to 7 officers. Among the cuts was an officer with 7 and another with 11 years of experience working in the area. The news is concerning for those living in the community. County Councillor for Town Close Ward, Emma Corlett, is trying to get Chief Constable Paul Sanford to reconsider the decision before the last 11 years of work unravel. We're at a stage where people are more confident to speak to the police. I understand its difficult situation with resources and why cuts are happening. The Chief Constable said he'd be in touch once he was able to discuss things with the District Commander for Norwich later in the week. A petition has been launched for people to sign to help urge the Chief Constable to reconsider.
The vibrant and colourful procession at the heart of the Lord Mayor's weekend is starting to take shape and will follow a new route. Norwich City Council is organising this year's event for the weekend of July the 13th and 14th. Now a call has been issued for schools, community groups, charities and businesses to get involved in the Carnival Fun for free, as participation fees have been removed. This year's theme is Norwich Loves You and will focus on ensuring everyone feels safe and welcome in the community. The procession, which stretches back to medieval times, will start at the cathedral and then move on to St Andrew Street, Exchange Street and Gentleman's Walk before turning towards Chapelfield Gardens. The park will host live music and dance acts throughout Saturday, along with food and drink stalls, a carousel and a big wheel. There will also be live music events headlined by tribute act UK Foo Fighters and Voodoo Daddy's Showroom in London Street, with some of the best bands in Norwich. The grand finale is on Sunday when the Great Norwich Duck Race starts from Lady Julian Bridge at 2:30 p.m., raising funds for participating scout groups and projects, as well as the Mayor's chosen charity, East Anglia's Children's Hospices, with £1,000 in prizes for up for grabs.
Anglian Water has ruled out a hosepipe ban in Norfolk this summer, following the wettest 18 months in England on record. Norfolk has been hit by 10 named storms since last autumn, causing a rise in water levels, numerous floods, accidents on the road, and disruption to travel. In March, the A1101 Welney Wash Road broke records after being submerged for 82 days this winter. But Anglian Water bosses have reassured customers that its groundwater and reservoir levels are on average 90% full after the downpours. This means taps can keep running all summer, even if the heatwave, some experts have predicted, does strike. Ian Rule, Director of Water at Anglian Water, said, "It's clear from this winter that our climate is going to continue to change at an alarming rate, meaning periods of drought and flood are going to become more commonplace. While we always welcome a wet winter to replenish our supplies, this winter has been extreme. But it does mean we're in good shape heading into this summer."
Behind every great man is a great woman, or so the expression goes. But for the Fiddies, it's been a great Barbara behind their success. Both born and bred in Nelson's County, John and his wife Barbara have enjoyed a life full of friendship and family. And now the couple from Newton St Faith, north of Norwich, are celebrating their platinum wedding anniversary with their nearest and dearest. Their family said, "We feel that achieving 70 years of marriage is quite something, as well as the charity work that they have both achieved. They are very much a loving couple, family-orientated, parents to 4 children, 7 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren." The pair first met in 1952 at the First Speedway Stadium in Helsden before it closed in October 1964. John was born and raised in Newton St. Faith and worked as a driving instructor, while Barbara spent many years as a shop assistant at Luce's on Magdalen Street in the city. With Barbara by his side, those who knew them were quick to adopt the expression, "Behind every great man is a Barbara." In 2008, he was made an MBE for charitable services to cardiac patients, but said he really couldn't have done all this without his loving wife.
City folk kicked off spring cleaning season and went wading for waste in a bid to clean up the River Wensum. The Big Green Spring River Clean event took place at Anderson's Meadow last Saturday. Organised by Green Party councillor from Sewell Ward, Gary Champion, the get-together was part of the Great British Spring Clean, a national campaign run by Keep Britain Tidy, offering people the chance to contribute to maintaining their local environment. The event also served to celebrate World Water Day, which aims to raise awareness about the significant number of people who still lack access to clean water worldwide. Mr. Champion said, "Water is important to our lives. We cannot live without it. So, although World Water Day is about taking action to tackle the water crisis globally, community action like this is a great way to get everyone involved in looking after the water in their local areas. Clearing rubbish and litter from around the river will prevent it being washed down into our seas and thus help tackle the increasing pollution."